are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
In this Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate, and joining me this morning, it's Judine Holland. Good morning, Judine.
Good morning.
Nice to have you back again.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about the Christmas events that the Elks are holding, and just saw one of the boxes yesterday. How are things going so far?
I think we're doing really good again this year. We're getting close to the deadline. We're going to pick up the boxes on Friday, December 16th. So if you want to donate, please go to the businesses, financial institutions. You can send money to the Pier Elks Lodge at Post Office Box 292 here in Pier, South Dakota. Yeah, please do. Some of the boxes are at American State Bank, the Legion, Bank West locations, VA Clinic, Carl's, Wells Fargo, Morris's Incorporated, First National Bank, Hawaii Federal Credit Union. And if you want to know what we need, you can go on our website at Pier Elks Lodge 1953.
Fantastic. Yeah, it sounds like the donations are going well. The monetary donations have been fantastic.
Yep, because they want three big items, and so we're using that money, and I think we're getting close to getting enough money, but if we, you know, we get all kinds of stuff that doesn't go in the box that's on their list, we go shopping for them and stuff right before we take the boxes out there, so any money donated goes right into them.
Yep. And remind folks where these items are going to go to. There are two different spots, right?
That's correct. They go to Hot Springs, to the federal VA center, and then they go to the Hot Springs State VA center there.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And it's important to let the vets know that we remember them, we appreciate them for all that they did for our country. And this is a great way to do it, whether it's getting some of the items that you want to donate or monetarily. Either way, it's a great thing.
Yeah, the people at the State Vets Home say they get so excited when they know we're coming with the boxes. They just love us to come, and they get to go have different new things and stuff. So they get very excited, especially at the state one.
Yeah. That is great. And of course, you know, you've got to gather all the items, and then you've got to get those items to where they need to go, and you get some help there.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of volunteers that come help pick up the boxes and sort the stuff. And we thank God every day for Peterson Motors for donating their big truck to let us drive it, all the stuff out there and stuff. So yeah, we're very happy with all the people that are helping us in the community. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, it takes the whole community, and we've got a great community too that always steps up and helps out where we can.
Yep, I think it says something about takes a village, and it kind of pertains to this too.
It really does. Yes. So if folks want to be on the lookout for those boxes, of course, any of those boxes have the donation list of the items you're looking for.
That's correct.
And then they can help out.
Yep. They want crock pots. They want stocking caps, gloves, T-shirts, electric razors, Tide laundry detergent, silverware, microwave, crock pots, puzzles. So, yeah, just to name a few.
Yeah, all sorts of items. So if you can help out, that would be great. I'm so glad it's going well again this year, and that we're going to be able to send some great stuff out to the vets.
Yep, it seems to be going really well. So let's hope it keeps up for another 10 days, is it? Something like that.
I was going to say, yeah, next Friday is the deadline when you're going to pick up the boxes and the items that are in them, and then off they go to the vets.
That's correct.
Well, thank you for stopping in, Judine. Appreciate it, and what you folks are doing so we don't forget the vets this time of year.
And I thank you guys for helping it put us out there so everybody can hear about it.
Our pleasure. Well, you have a great rest of your holiday season, Judine, and you'll have to give us an update on how everything went.
Will do, and thank you so much.
All right. There's Judine Holland joining us this morning, the Pier Elks helping out the vets for Christmas. So be on the lookout for the boxes. Make some donations. And remember, you can also help out monetarily if you'd rather go that route. Check out their Facebook page for all the details. There is your Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate.